Andrea Brooks lives a Superman lifestyle. One minute, she's an Olympic athlete, and the next, she's a regular college student. She began her athletic career in high school, running track before discovering shot put. She continued as a collegiate athlete at the University of Oklahoma, which then led her to the 2012 Olympics. Tia almost didn't make it to London after she lost feeling in her legs during her freshman year at OU due to a degenerative disc disorder. Assignment Radio reporter Kiana King recently spoke with the Olympian and student.
The doctor basically was like, you should probably pick a different sport. You should probably never lift another weight. You should not be a thrower. You should probably hang it up.
But what made you want to go back into this when you know it's a health risk for you?
There were options where I could rehab and figure out what hurt and what didn't hurt. And at that moment, I realized that I just wanted to see how far I could take my talent. A lot of people just said I was made to do the sport. So I just kind of wanted to see how far I could push my body and how far I could go. I'm a competitor, so.
Were you afraid to go in a shot put because, you know, gender roles?
Definitely. I didn't want to be the stereotypical thrower, the, like I said, the big girl who didn't run and one that wasn't athletic. But now that I realize I can maintain my femininity and just get stronger and make strong look beautiful, it's kind of empowering.
When you were told that you got picked, what was your reaction?
I just cried. I was so excited. Like, I ran and gave my coach a big hug, and Brittany came down and gave me a hug, and I was just crying. I was just ecstatic. It was crazy because it didn't really feel real, and it's been a year, and it's still crazy.
What were your feelings when you met all of your shot put peers?
The atmosphere was, crazy. You're with the best in the world. I've competed against the American throwers before, so it wasn't that overwhelming to compete with them. But the European women and, you know, that it was just insane because these are the people that I've kind of idolized and whose technique I've watched and, you know, learned so much from them. And so to be there, like, competing against them was a little intimidating, but I wasn't nervous at all. Like, I was there for a reason. Like, I earned my spot. I worked hard for it. So I just felt like I fit.
What happened? Because, you know, most people are just like, are y'all just so focused? Like, it's just a whole bunch of competitiveness, or was it kind of relaxed?
I was relaxed, and, like, I had that, you know, young girl mentality for my first one, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and they were just focused. Like, they had a job to do, and they were there to do it, so.
What were you thinking right before you threw your shot?
I hadn't been having good practices because I'm still a collegiate athlete. I had a long season before that. So by the time I got there, I was mentally, emotionally, and physically drained. So my thought was to just go out there and do the best that I could.
For the Olympics, what have you learned that you're going to not do next time?
I've definitely learned how to become a better competitor. I've definitely learned how to adjust to the traveling and stuff that we had to do. I had never been overseas. I had never been on a U.S. team. My first international team was the Olympics. So there's so much added stress with the Olympics. And so just treating it like another meet and just going out there and doing what I know I'm capable of doing.
When people make a big deal about you competing in the Olympics, do you understand their amazement and excitement?
No, not really. I mean, I do. It's hard to think of myself on the same level as the people that we look up to and the people that we idolize. Going there has definitely humbled me and made me realize that celebrities like Kobe Bryant or LeBron James or, you know, Maya Moore, whoever, like, they're just like us. Like, I did the same thing that they did, except it's a different sport. So I don't understand it because I'm the same person I was before I left. And so it's a little overwhelming at times just because of people's reactions, but I definitely understand it.
Do you like the label Tia Brooks Olympian?
No, I mean, I do and I don't. I mean, my ability to make a team doesn't define the person that I am. And I think a lot of people get lost in the title and the name. And I don't ever want to get lost. And my skills go far beyond my ability to throw a shot put. Yes, it's gotten me places that I never could have imagined. But at the same time, I'm going to have a life after track.
You're no longer just Tia, you're Tia Brooks, the Olympian. You have a title and a label. Does it come with, you know, some obstacles that you have to overcome?
It definitely comes with obstacles. I mean, you're definitely under a little bit of a microscope. You have to be a lot more conscious of what you can do. I can't use an excuse that I'm young anymore, like, because I have people looking up to me and I have people just looking to me, and I have to make my brand. I have to act like the person that I want people to believe that I am. And so it's definitely a little more overwhelming, like I said, just because you have to be so much more conscious of what you're doing. I can't just live my life. Like, I can't just be a normal person anymore. It's definitely not on the same level as others, but it's definitely there. And sometimes I have to remind myself that I am that person just by Googling myself and seeing all of the stuff that comes up. It's crazy. I feel like I'm living a dream. Like, it doesn't really seem real sometimes.
Tia Brooks already has a degree in sociology, but is currently pursuing a degree in African American studies. Her new goals consist of graduating and going to the 2016 Olympics in Rio. For Assignment Radio, I'm Kiana King.